A new year, new resolutions, new beginnings. Crew, let's ranch it up. Good day, everyone, and thanks for riding with us on this all-new episode, all-new season, and an all-new year of the Ranch It Up Radio Show. I'm Jeff Tigger Earhart.
And I'm Rebecca Warner, a.k.a. Beck.
A big thank you goes out to our partners for today's episode, Clear Springs Cattle Company, Pharmatan by Imogene Ingredients, LivestockMarket.com, RanchChannel.com, Westway Feed Products, Wrangler, and this fine radio station. I said it's a new year, new resolution, so I have the top New Year's resolution for 2026 for those of us that live at the end of dirt roads. Now, I'm going to let you all decide if this is one for me or if it's one for Beck.
That's why you asked me to be over here in the hot seat.
Yep, I have a combination, and it could be for both of us. So the first one, thou shall finally return the borrowed farm equipment. That's for everyone. Now, there's a story that goes with this. When my folks retired many years ago and they had a small auction sale, there was an item that we sold, a piece of farm equipment. And I remember even saying, Dad, did you borrow that from Vernon?
Oh, my gosh.
X number of years ago. And he just looked at me and he shrugged his shoulders. You know my dad, right?
Yes.
Kind of smiled. And yes. I guarantee we borrowed that from Vernon. It was a calf table.
So that's what my question is. Was Vernon there in the crowd? Did he have to buy back?
No, Vernon was not there. The next one. Thou shalt keep better records because apparently a general sense of where the cows are don't count as an inventory management.
I think that's one of those that comes around for everybody.
I think so, too.
Can we toss in there that I will write more legible? Not me, just me. Anybody will write more legibly in the calving record book.
That might be in here, but that's actually a good one. And maybe write in pencil.
Oh.
So you don't have to scribble. The next one, thou shall reduce shouting by 50% while working cattle with the missus. Apparently I said missus, so that's pointed to me. But in our situation, that is turned around. That one should be towards you.
Okay, I have a funny story about this, okay? We were one time visiting with a friend of ours who happens to be a marriage counselor, and we were talking about working cattle, and Tigger, you said something about not wanting to get yelled at working cattle, and she actually stood back and she said, wait a second, I don't know what it's like to work cattle, but isn't it kind of loud, like the gates and the chutes and all that? And that's
that
immediately
can be loud.
Where
that
I
stuff can be loud.
Jumped in and I said, exactly. How am I supposed to politely say, will you please watch out for the cow that's coming up behind you? Don't let her out the gate.
I'll just leave it at that. The next one. Thou shalt check the air in the trailer tires before using it.
Why do I feel like you're looking at me for that one?
I am looking at you for this one. I am very good. Everybody thinks these are for me, but apparently they're kind of over in that direction. I am very good of always checking the air in the tires before either one of us take off with anything.
See, and that's why I don't need to check it, honey. You got that covered.
There you go. So maybe that's just a reminder for me. Thou shalt confirm hand signals before backing up any implement or trailer with the missus.
We have been together so many years, and I gotta say, this is probably just like everybody else, comes back to an argument that happens again and again.
Why? And why is there a division amongst genders? Because it seems like a father and son, or the hired man or the foreman, and the guys all understand male sign language and the females understand female sign language. But when you cross genders into completing a simple task of backing up the truck to a trailer or a tractor to any implement, it just all goes to hell right there.
I don't know about that, because I have to admit, I'm thinking about this. I don't think I've ever backed up a trailer with a fellow woman guiding me back. I've only done it with men. And so that's where you and I had some interesting takes on, say, the word stop. Like, what's the signal for stop? You and I have very different ones. Mine is you raise a fist and you close your fist, and that means that's stop. Yours, I can't remember. I think it's a bunch of, like, waving hands and jumping up and down.
So why? Okay, if I'm waving hands frantically, it's maybe because you're coming in hot, right?
Okay, and I'm trying guilty.
So that maybe is one for both of us. Here was one. Thou shalt make sure all ear tags will be legible, and if one can't make them legible, one will assign the task to someone that can write legible.
That is 100% both of us.
Every operation needs to have these. My dad, I brag on my dad a lot, and it was a science with him. You've seen the ear tags that he wrote. They were perfect. I mean, perfect. They looked like they were professionally printed, and he would have that big glob of ink, you know, in the ink bottle, and he wrote all of his ear tags with that, and if it wasn't perfect, my dad would throw that ear tag away and he would start again. My dad, who wouldn't spend a dime on nothing, would throw an ear tag away to make it legible.
That's impressive. I didn't think he would throw one away.
Beck, we don't need to run on vapor on this deal. You are awful about that.
You have to admit that it's impressive that I know when the needle gets to a certain point, whether it is the tractor or the pickup, that I know how much longer we have to go.
So there's a reason you have to know that much longer. So that is going to stop. Thou shalt not assume that everyone that helps sort cows knows exactly what I mean when I shout the black one when there are 253 of them that are black. This goes for, I think, every outfit that has livestock that are of similar color, whether it be a bunch of Herefords that are in there or a bunch of Red Angus cross, and they yell the red one. And there's 14 red steers that you got to sort.
I'm literally laughing because this is a deja vu, not just a couple months ago when we were weaning, and that literally was happening. I think my brother was yelling at
the black
you,
one.
A black one. Then I'm on horseback trying to sort. He's yelling at me, the black one. I'm going, we have 500 black ones. Seriously?
They're all over. Everything in there. Now, this one is more of a recommendation. It falls under the BQA side. Thou shalt take the batteries out of the hotshot before working cattle of any kind.
Can I still have my flag?
Now, if it was up to me, I would throw every one of them flags in the garbage. I hate those flags as well. You don't need them. You don't need to be whipping, whoosh, whoosh, doing all that.
Anyhow, what do you have next?
On to the next one. I just realized that these sound more like commandments, actually, than resolutions. Take them how you will. Thou shall remember that every time, this is a tough one, I think, for all of us that have animals in general. Thou shall remember that every time, this goes for me, working with dogs, horses, and animals of any kind, that any time is a training opportunity and bad behavior is always rewarded with bad behavior.
That was a lot to take in.
That's a lot to take in, but that goes for me because I get frustrated just like everybody else, and I lose my temper and get mad, but it doesn't matter. With the dogs, horses, cows, sheep, it doesn't matter.
I agree. I think we all have to take a note in learning to keep our patience in check.
Yep, because bad behavior is always rewarded with bad behavior, right? Because I'm thinking of even just those two different horses that we got, I can actually say last year, that when I was on Dunny, remember, I made a mistake. And now, granted, it was just a mistake, but he didn't like it. And he thought it was me being bad to him, and he rewarded me back with bad behavior.
See, so I'm going to toss this in there, too. Always remember, there could be younger eyes watching you.
Oh, very good. Very good. Very good one. That should be an extra one, though. Thou shalt remember there are always younger eyes watching. All right, and this is my last one. Thou shalt realize that the neighbor is not out to one-up me on everything. If they want to get a new truck, let them and be happy for them.
I like this one. Always be happy for your neighbors.
Absolutely, okay? Absolutely. Even though, I mean, yes, keep your fences tight and stretched and fixed, and then everything will be fine. So that's my list of resolutions for 2026. Beck, you're going to be a happy woman if I can make all these work.
And I expect you to.
I would imagine. Crew, it's time for a quick break. We've got more on the Ranch It Up radio show when we come back. Are you looking for the best way to raise healthy, productive beef? Look no further than Westway Feed Products. Westway's liquid supplements support increased forage utilization, efficiency, convenience, and sustainability. With Westway Feed's scientifically formulated liquid feed, your cattle will gain weight faster and stay healthier, ensuring you get the best return on your investment. Visit westwayfeed.com or call 800-800-7517 to learn more. Westway Feed Products, raising the bar in beef production, one supplement at a time.
Hey, Tigger and Beck. Hope everything's going well for you and your listeners. This is Travis Wolf here from Clear Springs Cattle Company, and we're gearing up for our 2026 Bred for Balance sale. It's going to be February 13th this next year here in Starbuck, Minnesota. Join us on DV Auction or check out our website, bredforbalance.com, and follow myself, Travis Wolf, on Facebook to stay updated with all the latest lot information and catalog. Thanks. Have a great day.
That's the Clear Springs Cattle Company and their annual Bred for Balance sale, February 13th in Starbuck, Minnesota, home of Superior Simmental and Simangus Genetics.
If you're buying or selling cattle, make your first stop livestockmarket.com. Bred cows, heifers, pairs, bulls and frozen genetics, even feeder calves. You'll find them all at livestockmarket.com. Livestock Market features private treaty sales, online auctions, and live production sale bidding. You'll also find horses, sheep, goats, and hay. Check out the free Livestock Market magazine wherever you pick up Tractor House and download the Livestock Market mobile app today.
Welcome back to the Ranch It Up Radio Show, the most information packed into a 30-minute program that you can find. It's your All Things Ranching newscast, and so glad to be hanging out with each and every one of you as we turn into the new year. Questions, comments, concerns, criticisms, rants, it doesn't matter. You can call or text. That phone number is 707-RANCH-20. That's 707-726-2420. Our email, ranchitupshow@gmail.com, and prowling around social media at Ranch It Up Show. Well, 2025 was quite a year, depending upon which side of the fence you were on, per se, the buying or the selling side. Records being set in the beef arena, of course. We'll get into that in just a little bit. Now, check this out. Did you all hear about the record $32,000 per acre land sale that took place in early December in Iowa? $32,000 per acre. Yeah, in Sioux County near Orange City, Iowa, 35.51 acres to be exact. Brownfield's Brent Barnett interviewed Jim Ruthermich, the vice president of Iowa Appraisal, on the sale and the details.
It was a 35.5 acre tract in Sioux County, Iowa, which Sioux County is kind of the breadbasket of Iowa for high land prices. And this particular farm is just outside of Orange City, Iowa, and it's in that area it's in. There's a lot of competition for land. There's a lot of hog producers up there, cattle producers, and also dairy farms in that area. So there's a lot of competition for land in that area when it comes up for sale, and it was very high quality ground. So I think the buyer of that was a farmer buyer, and I think the person also adjoined that farm. So it was purchased to produce corn and soybeans. As low as corn and soybean prices are, I did not expect to see some record prices. In September, we've seen a record price in Mitchell County at $24,400 an acre. As auction season's here, November is usually the busiest month of the auction season, and I have seen some really strong sales coming at auction, and it's usually the high quality ground bringing top dollar, just as good as it was, several years ago. So it's surprising how strong it is. But one area where I do see weakness is low quality ground is being discounted right now. I keep track of all the land auctions in Iowa, and there was 10 no sales in the month of November here in Iowa, and that's a high number. So there's no doubt lower quality farm grounds being affected by the ag economy right now, but high quality is still selling very well, surprisingly well.
Now, if you want to hear the full interview, we will provide the direct link to the full story by Brownfield Ag News in the show notes for this episode at ranchitupshow.com. 2025 set record high cattle prices, as many of us know. In fact, the highest prices ever paid for 8 to 9 weight steers were concentrated entirely in the months of September and October of 2025, reflecting a historically strong fall market. Valentine Livestock Auction in Valentine, Nebraska, accounts for 5 of the top 10 sales, underscoring its outsized role in setting record values in this weight class. Nebraska dominated the list overall, hosting 8 of the 10 highest price sales. 4 sales reached or exceeded the $400 per hundredweight threshold, marking an unprecedented level of 8-weight steers. Pratt Livestock Auction in Pratt, Kansas stands as the only market from Kansas to appear among these records, while Hub City Livestock Auction is the sole representative from South Dakota, further highlighting the regional concentration of these historic prices. Here's where we kind of wrap things up. In 10th place, if you will, Ogallala Livestock Auction in Ogallala, Nebraska, 15 head. They averaged 813 pounds, sold for $395 per hundredweight on October 16th. Bassett Livestock Auction in Bassett, Nebraska, 31 head. They weighed 812, was the average, $395 per hundredweight back on October 15th. Hub City Livestock Auction, that's Aberdeen, South Dakota, 72 head came in at 860 pounds, brought $395.25 on October 22nd. In 7th, Valentine Livestock Auction, Valentine, Nebraska, 118 head, averaged 821. This wouldn't have been great to be able to sell these dudes. 118 head, averaging 821 pounds, sold for $395.50 back on October 13th, that is, excuse me. Valentine, Nebraska, again on September 4th, had 63 head of 810-pound calves, bringing $399. Then again, that same day, 66 head, 847 pounds, sold for $399. On October 13th in Valentine, Nebraska, 129 head, 832 was the average weight, sold for $4 back on October 13th. Again, Valentine Livestock Auction in Valentine, Nebraska. Now in third place, Pratt Livestock Auction in Pratt, Kansas, 109 head. They were just a tick over 800 pounds at 802. They brought $4 and 2 bits. That's 4.5 back on October 16th. In second place, Crawford Livestock, Crawford, Nebraska, 72 head. 814 was the average weight, bringing 401 on October 3rd. And then the big load, bringing 408.5 on September 4th, 68 head, 803 pounds, Valentine Livestock Auction in Valentine, Nebraska. Highest prices paid for 8 to 9 weight steers in U.S. history. And what about the Flint Hill Stockyards in St. Mary's, Kansas? Can't leave them out. They had a tremendous record-setting run in 2025 with new all-time highs posted in every steer weight class, from lightweight calves to heavyweight feeders. The barn saw exceptional quality and fierce, fierce buyer demand week after week after week. Standout sales included 462-weight steers at $545, 502-weight steers at $516, 612-weight steers at $450, 717-weight steers at $407.75, each making a new barn high. But the biggest high line came on October 21st when 125 head of 904-weight steers brought $379.25. That's $3,428.42 per head. That sale wasn't just a Flint Hills record. It became the highest 9-weight steer price ever recorded in Kansas and the second highest in U.S. history, trailing the all-time national record by just 25 cents. An incredible finish to an unforgettable year at one of the Midwest's most competitive auction barns in St. Mary's, Kansas, the Flint Hills Stockyards. All this information courtesy of DV Auction and the National Beef Wire. And finally, the cost of food was the big highlight in 2025. Well, 1 year food inflation appears to have slowed during October and November 2025, while meat price increases sped up slightly during the last 2 months. That's based on the Bureau of Labor Statistics' latest data. Now, their report on the Consumer Price Index for November was constrained by the lack of October data to show month-to-month changes due to a government budget shutdown that disrupted the federal agency's data collection. The November price level for food showed an increase of 2.6% versus November of 2024. In September, the 12-month food inflation rate was 3.1%. The change, they say, could reflect either slower food inflation in October and November, faster price increases in October, November of 2024 that have fallen out of the 12-month index, or both. Now, none of the 12-month rate increases include seasonal adjustments. Food at home, roughly approximating grocery stores, the 12-month increase was 1.9% in November, down from 2.7% in September. Food away from home, meaning a wide range of food service, rose 3.7%, unchanged from the 12-month rate as of September. Now, meats overall, including red meat and poultry is going to get thrown in there too, rose 8.9% in November over the last 12 months compared to 8.5% in September. Beef and veal prices jumped 15.8% over the last year through November compared to 14.7% in September. And crew, looking at the clock means that it's break time number two here on the Ranch It Up radio show. Go nowhere, and we'll be back right after this. Keep it parked.
Hi, I'm Chase Keller. A little about Farmer Tan products on my operation here. I eat Farmer Tan products year-round, have for 2 or 3 years now, and I have not had to treat a single calf for scours. Haven't lost a calf for scours. I believe fully in Farmer Tan products and helping my profitability on my operation.
For more information, go to PharmaTanUSA.com.
RanchChannel.com. I'll give you just a few seconds to head there on your phone. RanchChannel.com, your farm and ranch network on demand. Bull sales, Western events, product information, right at your fingertips on the ultimate cowboy-friendly platform. Want to follow up-to-date markets? RanchChannel.com. No need to dig for information on all these different websites. It's all right there on RanchChannel.com. Y'all are loving it now, aren't you?
John Fox shares his experience with the demand for his Gelve-influenced cattle.
We've got a reputation. Whenever we sell our cattle, we've got some buyers that want to know when we're going to sell. That's another positive, you know, well, we're going in the right direction. Even in the times whenever there was so many cattle moving, you know, the cow numbers were higher, we still had that demand for our cattle. They have been performing, you know, outside of our realm. And so that's another feather in our hat, I guess you could say.
Learn more about how your crossbreeding counts at Gelve.org. Welcome back to the Ranch It Up radio show. Shay Wanner with Casual Cattle Conversations. What's coming up on your next episode?
How well do you know your options when it comes to tax season? Hey, I'm Shay Wanner, and I host the Casual Cattle Conversations podcast. I recently visited with Hannah Mann of Pioneer Accounting to learn more about which tax strategies are underutilized by ranchers. She also shares a few other tips. Here's a portion of our conversation.
This came out in the Tax Cut and Jobs Act. It just was extended again with the OBBBA, OBA, whatever we want to call it. And so it's essentially a 20% tax deduction for taking in income. And there's certain thresholds, right? You cross 400, 450, like this is inflation adjusted. So depending on when they're listening to that, that threshold will change. But up to that amount, as long as they're not a specified service business, they get a 20% tax deduction just for taking in income. And that can be really profound when, I mean, that's essentially like buying something that you didn't buy, right? You have $100,000 of taxable income. You get a $20,000 deduction. That's incredible.
Ready to tune into the full conversation? Check out the Casual Cattle Conversations podcast on your favorite podcast player as soon as you're done listening to the Ranch It Up radio show.
Beck and I are very grateful to be here, starting a new year and a new season with each and every one of you, and we are pleased to be making some new additions and changes to the program. More information and more markets. That is what you, the listeners, told us over the past year that you wanted, and we are happy to oblige. We will be adding just that, more market analysis, more watching the cattle runs and the cycles, figuring out why, more strategy, ultimately giving you more options. And coming up in the next few weeks, a topic that I have personally been fascinated by, and it fits our theme that we were just talking about of giving you more options, and that is winter grazing. Feed is the number one largest cost for those of us in the cow business, and strides have been taken, especially in the past few years, about identifying the most efficient genetics and the types of supplements available, for example. But we are talking about using that cow for exactly what she was intended for, a grazing and harvesting machine, even in the winter months. For some, this is not an issue. Now, for others, where snowpack is an issue, this concept could be paramount, being able to reduce those feed costs. For this, we will be heading up north to the Dakotas, visiting with producers that are able to keep their cows grazing longer, even with the snowpack and snow cover. Just an example of what's coming up here on the Ranch It Up radio show, so make sure you keep it tuned to this fine radio station and never miss an episode. And now that's going to wrap it up for today. A big thanks goes out to our crew. Kirk Donsbach, StoneX Financial Incorporated, gave him the week off. Mark Vanzi with Livestock Market and EquineMarket.com. Shea Wanner with Casual Cattle Conversations. And the boss lady, Rebecca Wanner, a.k.a. Beck.
A big thank you to our partners for today's episode. Clear Springs Cattle Company, Pharmatan by Imogene Ingredients, LivestockMarket.com, RanchChannel.com, Westway Feed Products, Wrangler, and this fine radio station.
And crew, so glad y'all came with us one more time as we ranch it up here on season 6. Now we're starting on the Ranch It Up radio show. Be sure to follow and like us on Facebook at Ranch It Up Show. Our email is ranchitupshow@gmail.com. Call and text 24/7. That phone number is 707-RANCH-20. That's 707-726-2420. Spread the good word and join us again next week, where it's always Tigger and Beck approved.
Stay ranchy and ranch it up.